the processional hymn 272, Jesus Lives, Thy Terrors Now Can No More, O Death, Appall Us. Welcome to our service on this third Sunday of Easter. We follow the order of Holy Communion, beginning with the opening greeting on page 201. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says: You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty Father, who in your great mercy gladdened the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such knowledge of his presence with us that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life and serve you continually in righteousness and truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And on page 121, we sing the traditional form of the Easter anthems.
Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed.
Thank you. The epistle is from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, beginning at verse 14. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, Brothers, what should we do? Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him. And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The gradual hymn number 608, Be Still and Know That I Am God. Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. Luke, chapter 24, beginning at verse 13.
Be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him, and he said to them, What are you discussing with each other while you walk along? They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know of things that have taken place there in these days? He asked them, What things? They replied, The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped
that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had made known to them in the breaking of the bread. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Some words from the gospel passage for today. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. It has always seemed something of a pity that today's gospel reading is left until 2 weeks following Easter Day, for there is a wonderful humanity in St. Luke's story of the evening of that first Easter. It is a story that always seemed much more readily accessible to skeptical people than did the stories from Easter morning. The despondent disciples who were walking the 7 miles from Jerusalem to Emmaus are joined by a stranger who walks with them and discusses all that has taken place. The stranger rebukes them for their failure to understand why things have happened the way they have. Reaching Emmaus, the disciples wish to show hospitality to the companion who has done so much to encourage them, and they invite him to stay. It is only when they sit down to eat and the stranger takes the bread and breaks it that they recognize that it is Jesus who has journeyed with them that evening. If you search the internet you will find a picture of the Supper at Emmaus painted by the 17th century Spanish artist Diego Velázquez. It's a picture that makes you think about the down-to-earth quality of the story told to us by St. Luke. If you continue your internet search, you will become aware that there are not one, but two versions of the painting. One version hangs in the Art Institute of Chicago. It is a picture of a maid working in a kitchen for obvious reasons. It bears the title Kitchen Scene. However, the Dublin version of the painting is called Kitchen Maid with the Supper at Emmaus. The painting was identical to the kitchen scene in Chicago, and it had been thought by some experts that the painting in Dublin was a copy of the canvas in Chicago. But in 1933, it was cleaned, and the cleaning of the painting revealed a detail in the top left-hand corner of the canvas. The detail was a picture of Jesus sharing supper with his disciples. Now, if you compare these two paintings, Kitchen Scene in Chicago and Kitchen Maid with the Supper at Emmaus in Dublin, it might perhaps point to two conclusions that could be drawn from the words of St. Luke, chapter 24, from which we read this morning. A first conclusion might be that the presence of Jesus is not obvious. The disciples failed to recognize him, even though he had perhaps spent 2 hours or more with them walking those 7 miles to Emmaus. In the painting, the presence of Jesus was not obvious for centuries. It was revealed through the restoration work. In Christian life, the presence of Jesus may demand an active searching. It may demand careful discernment. How often have Christians missed the presence of Jesus because they have failed to look for that presence? How often has it been the case that it has only been afterwards that they have realized the divine presence has been with them and they have not recognized it? A second conclusion is that the listener must now take the initiative. The disciples realize that Jesus has been present with them, and although night has fallen, they immediately return to Jerusalem to share the good news they have received. In the painting, it is the kitchen maid who is in the foreground. The focus in the picture is upon her attentiveness to the words that she hears. How will she respond to the conversation of those sitting in the house? Like the maid listening to Jesus, Christians who now hear the story of the risen Lord are in the foreground of the picture. How well do you and I listen to what is being said? What will we do with the news that we have received? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God.
We believe in one God.
The Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ,
Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, as we gather in fellowship and worship, to hear your word, to sing your praise, and to break bread in the presence of the risen Christ, walk with us as individuals and as the Church of God on our road to Emmaus. Open our eyes, as you did with Jesus' companions, to the reality and truth of the resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for all ministers, both ordained and lay, who teach the gospel, bringing a light to those in darkness, and words of love to those in need of comfort. Lord, in your mercy. Creator God, your Son walked the roads and tracks of the Holy Land and taught us to seek your hand in the beauty and wonders of earth and sea and sky. We so often see too much of the evidence of poor stewardship in our surroundings, and it is easy to forget that the world belongs to you. Help us to recognize your presence in our modern world, and help us to use more wisely the resources of the earth. Lord, in your mercy. Compassionate God, we hold before you those places where sustaining peace is a challenge. Where there is war, please help our leaders strive for peace. In the Ukraine, in Sudan, with Iran, and other areas too. Lord, in your mercy. Father God, we thank you for the gift of your Son, our Savior, who walks with us on our life's journey. We pray for all who travel with us in our family, among our friends, and within this community. We pray for a deepening awareness of our need for one another and of your image in the hearts of everyone we meet. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, send your Son to walk with those we know who are going through a time of suffering and pain. Help us
to always be aware of one another's needs and to respond accordingly and assist them with words and deeds on the road to recovery. And in a moment of silence, we pray for those that need our prayer. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, accompany those traveling through the valley of death, and may our love and prayers support those who walk that journey at this time. May the faithful departed continue to rest in peace. Lord, in your mercy. Faithful God, as we go from our worship today out into your world, we thank you for walking alongside us wherever we travel. And if, like those first disciples, we fail to be aware of you, forgive us for our human weakness and open our eyes to see you as a constant companion and friend. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Give the Lord the glory due to his name. Enter his courts with an offering. The offertory hymn 408, "Come, Risen Lord, and deign to be our guest." Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. We follow the First Communion prayer, and at the appropriate time, the words of the Holy, Holy, Holy may be found in the inset at the back of the prayer book. Let us pray. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. And above all, we praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us. By dying, he destroyed our death. By rising, he restored our life. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made man in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted, and in his holy gospel, commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Body of Christ, keep you in it.
Thank you. Living God, your Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread. Open the eyes of our faith that we may see him in all his redeeming work, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, raise you up to walk with him in the newness of his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. This coming Wednesday at 11 o'clock, the Wednesday Club will meet in the parochial hall. On this occasion, I hope to give a talk on the commemoration of the centenary of the birth of Her Late Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II. The Wednesday Club, of course, is open to all senior members of the parish and throughout the community. And on this occasion, anyone interested in the centenary is welcome. On Friday at 12:30, the Lunch Club meets in the Pheasant Restaurant. Sunday next is the fourth Sunday of Easter, morning prayer at 10 o'clock. And on Thursday week, that's Thursday the 30th of April, at 2 p.m., there will be the Diocesan Mothers Union Indoor Members Holy Communion Service and Tea Party afterwards, which this year will be held in Mara Hamlet. All indoor and senior members of the Mothers Union are encouraged to take up this opportunity of an enjoyable and very pleasant day out. If transport is required, please contact Beth Harrison. The recessional hymn 277, Love's Redeeming Work Is Done.
Thank you.
peace, to love and serve the Lord.